see if we can make today a good day. How about that for a deal? Last Monday of the month of August 2012, the Republican convention is supposed to get started today, but not so fast because of the hurricane warnings. The storm is named Isaac, and it has headed for the U.S. Gulf Coast. But it actually came into the Gulf of Mexico early this morning, disrupting all the offshore oil and gas supplies. Oh, that'll be good. Another reason to jack up the price of gasoline. Rich McFadden is here. Jennifer is off this week. So we take a look in this hour at the top topics of the day and the price you're paying for gasoline and related petroleum products. Pretty much the outrage as well it ought to be. Every time there's a burp or a gas, literally or figuratively, from any pump, any one of these refineries where it's coming out of the ground, jack it up. The price of diesel fuel has gone up 34 cents in less than 3 weeks.
Wow.
And that certainly hurts those people who are truckers, what you're paying to get things moved around. Another reason, cost of food went up like 4.6% last month. It'll go up over 6% this month because of the cost of fuel. And it just goes,
this is what gets people so cranked up.
Of course, this is another good discussion for those who are politicians. What's the cause of this? There's no good reason. I think the cost, Richie, of a barrel of oil is still under $100. And so this is
And the cost of gasoline was down to what, in the Washington area, we were down to like 330 something.
We were 329 in
really, we were at like 334, I think.
And listen to us. How foolish are we? We're celebrating the fact that we're paying.
No. I will never celebrate that, because I don't play that game where we're like, woohoo, it's not close to $4. I'm so happy. It should be $2.
Newt Gingrich was right.
Newt Gingrich
was
absolutely right.
And even then, it was inflated.
Guy's crazy, but he's right.
$2.40 is the price where gasoline, at what we're paying to have it pumped out of the ground and paying for a barrel of oil now. The speculators are the ones who crank up the who are responsible for the price of the barrel of oil going up. But then the the distribution elements of this, that is how it gets moved around in ships, on tankers, on rail cars, all of this stuff. It's like it feeds into itself. It costs you more money because you're paying more money even to get the thing moved from the refinery out to where you use it. It's a ridiculous racket. And we've become, this is another, beside jobs and the economy, which and certainly is all tied to the cost of petroleum, what about the specific discussion of the costs by those who are running for the presidency, or those who are running for Congress or the Senate? Isn't this something that's important to you? 800-510-8255. I'll tell you what's important to me is the passing of Neil Armstrong.
Wow. Yeah.
82 years old. Family said in a statement yesterday the cause of his death, complications resulting from several cardiovascular procedures. He'd undergone heart bypass surgery in Cincinnati earlier this month. His recovery had been going well, but, you know, this is something that shocked a lot of people. This is the kind of thing that you hear, for example, one of our important doctors that appears in the program regularly, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. These procedures often are done too frequently. I don't know what the circumstance here is, because the family isn't going to talk about it, but a lot of his friends who are astronauts, who had been to visit him, said he felt fine, was feeling, you never can tell, who knows.
I just saw him in May at the National Memorial Day Parade here in Washington, D.C. He looked great.
Yeah. Well, it's a sad reality, but it is a reality. 800-510-8255. If you care to chime in on these top topics of the day that Rich and I are talking about through the course of this hour, the idea of this hour is to give you a leg up on what's going on, maybe some things that you haven't heard about. I'll tell you one thing that people are going to be talking about today. It'll be interesting to see how this plays on various talk media. The First Amendment fight going on between you and the cigarette manufacturers. In a moment, we'll talk more about this. But just to give you a rundown, if you have not heard this story, cigarette manufacturers on Friday were told they have a right under the First Amendment to sell tobacco products without warning consumers about the health risks associated with smoking. U.S. Court of Appeals noting that the warning label required by the law that was passed, what was this, 3 years ago, and was earlier upheld by the U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. The American Cancer Society, as you can imagine, called the ruling outrageous. It is outrageous. And so what do you think about that? 800-510-8255, freedom of speech and all. It would be interesting to get another spin. This is something that, as I said, hasn't played out much yet in the news media, but because the news media and, generally speaking, well, the media has no dependency on tobacco advertising because it was outlawed, is this the next approach? If tobacco, if in fact there is no requirement to, or there's no, you can't warn customers about the bad part of the product, in this circumstance, tobacco, then does that mean that the ban that was put into effect how many years ago, maybe 30 years ago, of tobacco products being advertised on television, that could be the next thing to go. You could be seeing tobacco products advertised on your television program. Look, they're all over movies. There was a ban or sort of, I guess, it wasn't, I'm not sure it was an official ban, but most people who produce television programs and
right.
movies have just taken smoking out. Once in a while you see it, but not often. And so does that go down in flames as well? Pardon the pun. 800-510-8255. Here is Brad in Eugene, Oregon, back to the cost of gas and fuel. Yes, sir, you're on the air.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Well, you know, you look at the cost of everything, and you talk about the speculators. Well, the speculators wouldn't be driving the price up without the regulations of the politicians and everything, all the regulations are putting on it. Another thing, when you look at...
Can I interrupt you for a second? I don't know what you mean by that. Could you explain that better?
Well, let me give you an example. Back when President Bush was in office, oil reached $157 a barrel. It was within a few days after that, he said, we're going to start drilling for oil. Within the next 6 months, oil dropped down to $40 a barrel just by what he said.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you take Obama shutting off the Gulf of Mexico. Well, why is he giving other countries billions of dollars to drill when he shuts off the Gulf of Mexico? The speculators are not going to drive the price up unless they hear the information they need to drive that price up. And another thing, one of the reasons the gas is so high is because of the low value of the American dollar. You get the value of the American dollar up, you will see the price of oil and gas come down.
Are you a smoker?
Am I a smoker?
Yeah, I just turned. No. I'm interested. I want to do a survey of people today who are smokers. And
no,
find
I quit
out.
Smoking 10, 12 years ago.
Yeah. All right, good for you. And I think you're right on this in the most part, Brad. Thanks for your call. 800-510-8255. All right, we take a sort of a quick approach to many of these issues to get a lot of different ideas in your head during this hour. I am going to go back to this First Amendment and tobacco product item in a moment. 16 after the hour, 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com and Rich at DougStephan.com. I'm not sure who's going to be the monitor of our social media, Richie. Maybe I'll give that artificial title. You can be the prince of social media at DougStephan.com.
Here's an email Walmart got the other day.
Dear Walmart, I was introduced to Projects Made Simple. I was blown away. They come with simple steps and tools you need. My favorite project is painting, but I hadn't considered painting our front door. The video helped me gather everything I would need. Walmart offers a great selection of paint, a mecca for everything DIY. Regards, Amanda Powell, Orlando.
FYI, DIY means do it yourself. And you can too with everything you need to paint your front door, like Litton 2-in-1 paint and primer and Scotch Blue painter's tape. See for yourself, only at Walmart.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
It's summer, and while the temperatures may be way up, mortgage rates are way down. In fact, an 8-year mortgage loan is just 2.75%, APR 3.47%. Jay Farner here, folks, and I've got more amazing news for you. We found that a traditional 30-year fixed-rate mortgage isn't right for everyone. Sound like you? Then you're going to love the Quicken Loans exclusive Yorgage, a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for you. Anywhere from 8 to 29 years. Your mortgage on your terms, that's the Quicken Loans Yorgage. The name sounds funny, but it's going to save you money. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com right now. Not tomorrow, not 2 hours from now, but right now. And find out if our Yorgage is right for you. Our entire team of mortgage experts is waiting to help you. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and see why we're engineered to amaze.
Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is Hulk Hogan with a wake-up call to all the men out there. Are you laying on the couch tired and out of shape? Is your romantic life suffering? Don't be that guy, brother. Do what I do and take Ageless Male. It's a natural supplement with ingredients that increase your testosterone levels. Ageless Male helps me feel like $1 million. It supports healthy energy levels, more muscle mass with strength training, and more romantic drive and performance. Best of all, it's all natural. Forget about the imposters and wannabes you're hearing about. Ageless Male is the only testosterone supplement approved by yours truly. Don't wait another day. Support your energy, your drive, your performance, and more with Ageless Male. Be the man you want to be.
Try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-495-3760. That's 1-800-495-3760. 1-800-495-3760.
A number of things from the government statistic department today. During the 3-year period that led up to the beginning of this year, over 6 million workers have been displaced from jobs that they held for at least 3 years in our country. And these people were over the age of 20. They were working in plants or for companies that had been established in our country for a period of over a year. That is, they'd been in business for a year. The company either closed or moved. Or the other factor was that the people replaced were replaced by folks who didn't have legal status. This is pretty darned outrageous, isn't it? Here's another. The U.S. Forest Service is trying to help school districts improve the scenario around schools. That is, approach to rules, approach to schools and approaches from the forest point of view. Listen, this is what people go crazy about. Forest Service has $308 million. They're trying to figure out how to spend. They don't know how to spend $308 million. Mm-hmm. They're talking to school districts about redoing roads and perhaps helping the schools that are in rural settings build on additions. This is what's so crazy. An emergency. We have to
all the time
increase
here in Washington.
Taxes. So that you can be screwed more by this sort of thing. If there isn't a need...
If they don't spend the money, they don't get it in their new budget next year. So they have to spend it to protect the money that they get every year.
Where is everybody? And that talk from the fellow who got arrested for discussing a revolution. Hey, 21 after on the Good Day program.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The hour now on the Good Day Monday program. It's 8/27/12, and normally in this portion of the program we have a few excerpts from some of the funnier moments courtesy of the late night hosts Jay Leno and Jimmy Fallon included here.
You thought you hated politicians before? Listen to this story. How awful is 56-year-old Minnesota Democratic State Representative man named Kerry Gauthier has admitted he met a 17-year-old boy on Craigslist, and they had sex at a highway rest stop. And here's the worst part. You know where they had dinner? Chick-fil-A. The kid's 17. He's 56. Isn't that awful? Now the kid's not even old enough to vote, and politicians are already screwing him.
Get this, you guys. A new study suggests that cheating on your spouse is actually good for your marriage. On the other hand, no, it isn't. What is wrong with people? The guy who did this research here. What is this? Something to tell his wife, clearly.
Look at this. This is great, honey. Look, it's great for my marriage.
All right.
So, that's we all have to have a moment with a little wry humor.
Yeah.
And now let's spend a few moments sort of reviewing the life of Neil Armstrong. A ABC News tribute to Neil Armstrong. This has, I think it has audio to it, Richie. I don't know whether it needs to have the video. If you go to DougStephan.com, you'll see it and you'll feel it. And
yes,
it'll give you, I think, a nice portrait, a review, if you will, of this guy that meant so much. The last couple of years, he's been advocating for human spaceflight. And there's a story also at DougStephan.com. So there are two reasons to check out Neil Armstrong at DougStephan.com today. What he's been doing.
Go ahead.
That's something's been. It's almost pedantic. That thing's been played 100 million times.
But it's classic.
Yeah, it is classic.
It's so classic.
Yeah. Anyway, so the two stories at DougStephan.com. One of them is a review of what he's been doing, and a review of human spaceflight, where it's going now. He was a big advocate for NASA. He was not a fan of either George Bush's or Barack Obama's because of the way they gutted the space program. Actually, I was trying to remember, back when Bill Clinton was president, the figure that I recall was about 1% of the budget was devoted to NASA. So
I remember hearing that. I'm not sure when.
Right. And so when Clinton was this is even more astounding. I mean, putting Neil Armstrong aside, do you realize that the budget, although they haven't really passed an official one for, what, about 7 or 8 years, the budget of the United States since Bill Clinton was president has almost doubled.
Yes.
I just imagine, this is something else for the Food for Thought Department. The budget, for example, even defense. When Bill Clinton was president, the defense budget was about $400 billion a year. It's now over $700 billion. This is just in 12, 13 years. If you go back through this all happened, much of it, after September 11th. And
wow.
Then you think about how, and then, I mean, during the Bush years, it went up, and then it's gone up astoundingly in the last 4 years. But to think conceptually, has your budget for the way you run your life, your home, doubled in 12 or 13 years? Not hardly.
The income certainly has gone down.
Where's the money come from to do all of this? No wonder we have a $1 trillion deficit.
By the way, you were right on the 1% for Clinton, but I'll tell you when we come back what it was in the 60s.
Right.
What percentage of the U.S. budget was the NASA?
That'd be good to hear, Richie. Thank you. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. It's coming up on that time of year again. I'm talking about the time when cruise ships migrate to their winter homes, and you can take advantage of these very cool fall repositioning cruises. So what's a repositioning cruise? The cruise lines need to get their ships out of Alaska and into the Caribbean, or out of the Mediterranean and across to the Caribbean. And they usually take place in October and November, but there's only a handful of them, so the time to start planning is now. Now, the biggest drawback of a repositioning cruise is that the ship only goes one way, which means departing from one port and then returning to another. But here's the good news. There are cruises that start and end right here in the U.S. Check out Royal Caribbean's upcoming cruise that departs from Boston, sails to 6 Caribbean islands, and then ends up in its winter home of Tampa. But if it's an exotic cruise you're after, then splurge on that international airfare. Take a look at a Princess Fall cruise that starts from Venice and ends in Fort Lauderdale. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Fall is coming up fast, and Levi's Jeans and Macy's have the stuff guys need to get their style right. Like the 501 Original, the timeless five-pocket style button-fly jean that started it all, starting at just $44.99. Plus the 514 Slim Straight in all-new Super Soft Slub Twill for just $39.99. But these aren't the prices you'll find every day. They're for a limited time only at Macy's. So drop in or log in today at Macy's and Macy's.com.
Your first word probably wasn't something like finance, or savings, or ATM. But whatever that first word was, it opened up a world to you that was built on conversations. It's this exchange of ideas that Wells Fargo puts into practice every day, through listening, guiding, and planning. So when the conversation is about ways to grow your savings or your business, we'll be here to help you find the right answers. Because an open dialogue is what opens doors. Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank and...
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk. 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Almost a Jesus, he died on the hills of Calvary. Where did we get this song?
This is a band called Sojourn, which I'd have actually heard of before, but I don't know much about them. Let me go find out. I don't think it is. It's more Louisiana bluesy to me.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, some names in the news. Snooki.
Why?
Is a mom.
Oh, that poor kid.
Meh.
And he got a good financial start, though.
His name is Lorenzo Dominic Lavalle.
What a shock.
All right. The world just got another Guido. And for those of you who can't get enough of the naked pictures of Harry, apparently there are more, and they will surface soon.
Really?
Yes, a PR person over in England says there are more pictures of Prince Harry out there. And this is a big tabloid scandal, as you can imagine. The BBC says they have two American women who have approached them. These two women have approached a PR person for representation, claiming they have pictures of Harry. And they aren't, they don't have any clothes on. So, anyway. The folks at Chippendales apparently impressed by Prince Harry's physique. A rep for the male strip show is offering him a job. Jeez. Okay. Jennifer's off this week. Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, top topics of the day. Kate Holmes did not get a huge
Katie Holmes.
You could call her Kate, though, couldn't you?
I would imagine.
Kate Perry? Her. K.E.
Catherine Perry? Is probably her given name.
I would guess. All right, so anyway, Katie Holmes didn't get a huge payout, $400,000 a year to support the daughter. When you consider Tom's worth a couple of... Tom and Mitt Romney are about in the same league. Did you know that?
$200-300 million. So yeah. Tom could be president is what you're saying?
He could be, right.
He could buy the presidency?
Yeah, right. It's an idea.
He's got the money. Right. That's what it takes.
He's got the money. Rodney King's death. Now, the info comes out, autopsy report. According to the L.A. coroner, he was in a state of drug and alcohol-induced delirium. Cause of death listed as accidental drowning. Drugs were the contributing factor. Yeah. Report said he had alcohol, marijuana, cocaine, and PCP in his system when he died.
Yep. Anybody shocked?
I don't think
so. Sad.
No, it is kind of
sad.
That
poor guy.
Yep. His life was all about.
He was just a drug addict from the word go, and
right. Yeah.
And then he got money, which makes it even worse.
Yeah. All right.
Give a drug addict money, and it's not going to be a pretty picture.
No. So today is one of those days. This is one of those disjointed days because there's nothing that kind of
because it's Monday.
Maybe Monday. There are a lot of people who seem to think that the Republican National Committee was and the convention was important for the day today. If you've ever spent any time, I remember I've only gone to one convention in my life. Actually, I went to two. I went in 1 year. I went to I think it was actually before I was with you, Richie.
The Dems and the Republicans?
Both of them.
Yeah.
I thought it was the most unbelievable waste of time. This would have been, I may have been here. I think it was 96.
Yeah, I think you were here.
Yeah. Went to both of them. And I thought they were both just a complete waste of time.
Yeah, I thought with all the politicians and all the talking heads down there, a hurricane wouldn't stand a chance with all that hot air running around Tampa. I figured just blow it right back
out
into the Gulf.
When do you think somebody in the Republican or Democratic, either side, would be smart enough to say, why would we chance having a convention in a Gulf seaport? That last time, 4 years ago, when McCain was running, they had it in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Now, we understand it was to sort of help and promote New Orleans. But hello, today, I think, is the anniversary, isn't it, of New Orleans getting slammed from Katrina?
No, that was in November.
No, it wasn't. No, it was in August. Yeah, I think you'll do your Wikipedia thing.
I'm there right now.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the former Navy SEAL who's written his eyewitness account of the slaying of Osama bin Laden talking to Steven Spielberg.
Yeah,
guess
August
why?
August 28th, you're right.
Isn't today the 28th? Tomorrow's right.
Tomorrow's the 28th.
Tomorrow. All right, so Steven Spielberg wants to turn this book that's out into a movie. But there's a movie that's coming out in December. So how is this going to be any...
He wants to turn which book?
He wants to take the book about the SEAL's book, the eyewitness account of the slaying of bin Laden. He wants Steven Spielberg, and Spielberg wants to, apparently, turn this book into a big action movie. But that story is coming out in a movie in December.
What producer wouldn't want to take the account of the taking out of Osama bin Laden by a SEAL who was there and making a new movie? Hollywood's killing each other over that.
There'll probably be
a movie made on who gets the movie.
Yeah. The book is called No Easy Day, the First-Hand Account of the Mission That Killed Osama bin Laden. And that's out on September 11th. And we all heard that this guy's real name is Matt Bissonnette.
Yes, I think Matt Bissonnette is a dirtbag.
Really?
In the fact that his other SEAL brothers are not being so opportunistic to make money off of this, and this guy is going to sneak out and make all the money, and these guys are still serving, or they've, kind of not taken the opportunity. I think that if anybody is going to make any money off of this, they should all share. I think every single SEAL should be that went on that mission should be a millionaire.
Okay.
Like this guy is sneaking out.
Well, how do you know that he hasn't offered them a chance to? You don't know that.
I don't know that, but I'm assuming that since he's doing this without permission.
You know what it means when you use the word assume, what happens?
That he's not going to get his SEAL brothers in trouble by bringing them all in on it.
Mm-hmm.
And even if he does start writing them checks, I'm sure that would get them in trouble. So I think it's pretty safe to assume, and I'll step out on that ledge, that this guy's a dirtbag and just sneaking out and saying, I'm going to get the money for myself and forget the rest of you guys.
All right. His name is Mark Bissonnette. Writing is Mark Owen. Richie says he's a dirtbag. All right.
I won't even go into the whether he should or shouldn't write it for national security purposes. We'll leave that out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Just the fact that I think he's screwing his SEAL brothers.
800-510-8255. There are a lot of current and former SEALs who are not happy about the book. No question about that.
Sure.
800-510-8255. Are there any pictures in the book of Osama bin Laden dead? One would wonder. Anybody hear anything about that? That's what everybody wants, is some proof that he's actually dead. Does this book confirm
that he's dead? Didn't they say that they
weren't
going to release the pictures at the time? Wasn't it because they didn't want them to be able to use them to make him a martyr?
Well, I think that's what they said.
They have pictures.
I'm sure they have pictures. The mission is still classified, and so this guy could be exposing himself to legal trouble as the Pentagon hasn't vetted the account. A Navy spokesman said he or any former service member could be punished for revealing national security secrets. Why is it a secret? The guy's dead.
No, there are pictures.
Yeah, in the book.
No, on Google.
There are?
Yeah, all over the place.
Where did those come from? I thought those were classified.
Apparently not.
I saw an interview.
Whether these are real or not.
Well, I guess this was. I saw Pete Williams on NBC say a civil lawsuit may be a consequence. In other words, the people who have been affected by this revealing classified information, which would be the names of the other SEALs. I thought that wasn't part of this. This looks like a mess here. Is the money, maybe this is the angle, Richie, is the money this guy will get for writing the book, notoriety, worth the trouble that he's going to be in, or that it will cause?
Yeah.
One would wonder.
I can't think. I'm going to go out and beat the U.S. government for a couple of million bucks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how much is he going to make? 5, 6, 7, 8 million? Maybe?
Yeah.
If they make a movie, add another 10.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, let's say it's 20 million bucks. How much of that money are you going to have to use to pay the lawyers to defend you?
Speaking of money, how much money does it cost the taxpayer for White House beer? You have a taste of that? What are they doing with
it's called the White House Honey Ale, I think it is. Yeah, pale ale. It's a pale ale, and then there's a darker version of it, and it's made with the honey out of Miss Obama's garden. And I don't know how much it costs the taxpayer.
Here's
I'd like
something.
To have a bottle of it, though.
Yeah, I'm sure you would.
Yeah.
800-510-8255. This is not anything that will startle you. Arthur Brisbane, in his final column for the New York Times, wrote that his fellow staffers, quote, share a kind of political and cultural progressivism that bleeds through the fabric of the Times. Arthur Brisbane argues that Times reporters approached some liberal issues like gay marriage and the Occupy movement more like causes than news subjects. What a shock that is,
yeah,
huh? I would never have thought that about the New York Times.
Thank God an insider let us in on that secret.
Right. All right. The government mandate requiring tobacco companies to place graphic images on their products warning of the dangers of smoking was toasted on Friday by a divided federal appeals court. We'll talk a little more about that in a moment. 15 before the hour on Good Day.
Save more of your money when you stay at America's Best Value Inn and spend more of your time doing the things you love. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and hundreds of instant rewards with our Value Club. Visit americasbestvaluein.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal!
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Dropped 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
200 years ago, the British cleric Charles Colton wrote the line, "Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery." Most people follow the trends, but dynamic thinkers prepare for the trends, especially in today's investment world. For decades, Swiss America has explained the big trends of the new century. Higher oil, gas, and gold prices, and a weaker dollar, soft economy, deficits. And they've been right on the money. It's no wonder many gold firms copy Swiss America. But Craig Smith, who founded Swiss America, says he's not mad about being copied. He's flattered. He's thankful word is getting out that gold protects wealth. Do what I did. Call Swiss America. Find out what's coming next before it's too late. Get their 2012 Rare Opportunity DVD and newest CD. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN. Forget imitations, get the original. Call Swiss America, the gold standard, at 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming? Putting sprinkles on the last one now? Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it? Me? What? Why would you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there? Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
800-510-8255. Roger wants to be heard on the Navy SEAL who's writing this book. What do you think? Is he in trouble or not, Roger?
Well, I think he could be because the fourth estate stuff in the near term is supposed to stay undercover in like 30 years or 40 years, like what happened in World War II, that's fine. But when it's in the near term, a whole bunch of people could be in jeopardy, like immediate members of families and so forth, if anybody's name was used, it's true. And even if it wasn't somebody's name, anybody, if you picked anybody's name, you know, and didn't use, like, the Russian authors, X, Y, and Z, and started using names, he could be in trouble militarily. Take a look at what happened with the Iraq War.
Let's see.
When they started naming names on what was Valerie Plame and so forth.
I started thinking about this actually on Friday, Roger.
Yeah.
Everybody knows this guy's name now. What's to say that somebody that lives in this country that wanted to defend Bin Laden wouldn't go after this guy or his family now?
Well, that's the whole point.
He's putting himself and his family in danger by putting, I mean, he tried to use a fake name, but you know that's not going to last. Somebody's going to hunt you down and figure out who you are. Now you've put your family and anybody you associate yourself with in danger. You get some nutbag out there might go start to trying to hunt you down.
Interesting point. Here's Mike who writes, this man is a traitor. An ex-CIA agent told me once, the only way no one will ever know what you did is to that no one will ever know what you did is to keep your mouth shut. Many great American spies and agents have died, never asked for recognition. This is not what true patriots do. Let's see here. Joe says Obama is a traitor. Obama's always kind of getting into this one way or another. The U.S. Appeals Court struck down the government's plan to require graphic warnings on cigarette packages, ruling that those shocking images seek to browbeat consumers into quitting smoking and violate the free speech rights of the tobacco companies.
What?
Oh, my God.
All right, let's everybody light up now. That'll be better.
Much better for everybody. 51 after.
Don't
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborist, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Wow. Technology time here as we try to get you focused on some of the things that can make your life better. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it makes your life more complicated. And then there are the ancillary stories like the one Shelley Palmer reports on today. You may or may not have heard over the weekend that Apple won a dramatic victory.
Wow.
After their patent infringement suit against Samsung. Now, on Friday, I think maybe it was Thursday, announcement was made by Apple that they were the most valuable company in the history of the planet, worth $656 billion or $654 billion, something like that.
Yep, they can tack another billion on
that.
Now
they can add a billion because they're going to get $1 billion as a result of them emerging victorious in their patent infringement suit against Samsung. We'll hear the story from Shelley Palmer in just a moment here on Good Day.
Your first word probably wasn't something like finance or savings or ATM. But whatever that first word was, it opened up a world to you that was built on conversations. It's this exchange of ideas that Wells Fargo puts into practice every day through listening, guiding, and planning. So when the conversation is about ways to grow your savings or your business, we'll be here to help you find the right answers. Because an open dialogue is what opens doors. Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, after a dramatic trial and only 3 days of deliberations by jurors, Apple has emerged victorious in its patent infringement suit against Samsung. Apple's victory is a victory for every inventor and innovator. If Apple didn't win, it would have been a huge blow to the notion of patent protection. As a patented inventor, I'm thrilled that Apple went after a copycat and successfully defended its intellectual property. On the flip side, it can't be denied that Samsung offers extraordinary, and in some cases, technically superior alternatives to iDevices. There's a good chance that the judge will rule that Samsung has to stop selling some of these products, which will slow innovation and ensure that customers have fewer high-end devices to choose from until someone comes up with an innovative device that doesn't infringe on Apple's iPhone and iPad patents. That said, it's far from over. It's very likely that Samsung will file an appeal. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read more about it.
For Doug Stevens, Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Fall is coming up fast, and Levi's Jeans and Macy's have the stuff guys need to get their style right. Like the 501 Original, the timeless five-pocket style button fly jean that started it all, starting at just $44.99. plus the 514 Slim Straight in all-new Super Soft Slub Twill for just $39.99. But these aren't the prices you'll find every day. They're for a limited time only at Macy's. So drop in or log in today at Macy's and Macy's.com.
All right, I have the top 10 ways to get the most out of your technology, Richie. And maybe we can play the big voice announcer approach to this. There are a number of things that are... Hey, look at this list here, which was put together by a magazine that is aimed at improving your technological life.
Oh.
These are fairly easy. Yeah, we can use that. So we'll get from number 10.
Number 10.
Get a smartphone. Because having immediate access to your email, photos, calendars, and address books, not to mention the vast swaths of the Internet, makes life easier.
Number 9.
Stop using Internet Explorer, because while the latest version has some real improvements, Internet Explorer is large, bloated, and features an example of old-style Microsoft Excess.
Hallelujah, bro.
Number 8.
Upload your photos to the cloud.
Yep.
Because you'll be really sorry if an errant cup of coffee makes its way onto your PC, wiping away years of photographic memories.
Absolutely.
Number 7.
Get music off your computer, because music bought digitally wants to be free, not imprisoned on your portable player or laptop. It wants to be set around the home, filling rooms like the old hi-fi did.
Number 6.
Back up your data, because photos are not the only important things on your computer.
Number 5.
Set up a free file sharing service, because while emailing yourself files is a perfectly decent workaround, there are easier, more elegant ways to move files around.
Sure, Google Docs.
Number 4.
Get free antivirus software, because attacks on unwitting users are more widespread and tactics are growing more advanced.
Or just get a Mac.
Number 3.
Get a better deal from your cable, phone, and internet provider, because it doesn't take much to get them to give you a free or cheaper services.
Yeah, if you go talk to them, they will give you a better deal.
Number 2.
Buy a lot of charging cables, because you should never have a gadget's battery die on you, and they're cheap.
Yep.
Number 1.
Calibrate your HDTV, because that awesome plasma or LCD TV you bought has factory settings for color, brightness, contrast, and so forth that are likely to be out of whack. They need to be adjusted.
Good stuff.
Use that technology better. A little help from the technology department at the Doug Steffen Good Day program, 59 after the hour.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillow, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillow. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.